For thousands of kids in Milwaukee, violence is a constant threat. Just this week, bullets hit two children ages 10 and 11 while driving with their mother. It happened days after the family of 10-year-old Sierra Guyton laid her to rest. She was caught in a gunfight while on a playground. With so much violence, we wondered how it impacts children. WUWM's LaToya Dennis visited a summer program designed to help Milwaukee kids cope with what might be daily trauma. We have changed the names of the children to protect them.
Kiana Flowers has seen a lot of violence in her young life. She's only 11.
My brother got jumped by 10 dudes, and my cousin got shot, and my other cousin got shot, and they didn't go to jail.
Kiana says there's never been a place where she's felt truly safe until this summer when she started attending the camp Project Ujima runs. She says people smile.
When you first walk in, they greet you and they make you welcome. They don't make you scared. They make you welcome.
Otherwise, Kiana says she feels like she's surrounded by violence and doesn't sleep well.
Like I'm nervous and I don't know what's coming towards me.
The soft-spoken sixth grader seems fragile, and so she steps up to practice for the Project Ujima talent show. Kiana dances to the gospel hit Shake It Loose. As Kiana spins and jumps, allowing the music to take control, she seems like a different person, powerful and energetic.
You feel like you're breaking free?
Yep.
How does that feel?
Awesome.
Feels awesome.
I tell people when we do our talent show, this isn't trauma camp, it's triumph camp.
That's Aaron Heffernan, a therapist at camp. He uses hip-hop not only to help kids stage a talent show, but also to help them work through their problems. Heffernan has set up what he calls Studio A. It's really a classroom on the third floor of a Milwaukee elementary school. All he uses are a mic, a couple of speakers, and his laptop to help kids express their pain.
It's in that creative linking that trauma narratives and trauma stories get transformed. It doesn't make the trauma go away. And we still live in a violent city. But this camp is building more resilient children.
Heffernan says kids here display symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, changes in eating and sleeping patterns, mood swings, and anxiety. He says while that's expected among veterans, it should not be acceptable for children.
The kids that we work with are not adults. They're not soldiers. They're suffering from developmental trauma, you know, negative experience happening at critical developmental stages can really impact how a child functions.
Heffernan says when children don't deal with trauma in their lives, they can develop antisocial behaviors. Sometimes they're classified as having attention deficit disorder or oppositional defiance disorder. And if they carry unprocessed trauma into adulthood, they may end up hurting other people. So he says the goal of Project Ujima is healing.
When the threat of violence is removed and a child feels like they're in a safe, stable, and predictable environment. The brain has a way of healing itself, given the right opportunity.
Heffernan says he's seen Kenneth Flowers change. He's Kiana's 16-year-old brother.
Are you healing?
Yes, and I'm learning a lot of different things every day.
Give me an example of something you've learned.
Okay. We like open minds in Project Ujima. And You can let all this stuff inside of you. You can just let it all out like that.
At the talent show, Kenneth will perform a song he wrote. He calls it War Stories.
Yo, so many battlefield scars in my life. I lost so many tears, so many nights, so many wars, so much grief. Every time I close my eyes, I see nothing but pain.
One poignant verse from Kenneth's rap talks about going to war with grief at the age of 15 and finally deciding to make peace. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.
War stories. I got a story to tell about the forsaken soldier.